Okay, so today is the ninth shiur in Mesilat Yesharim. We are going to be discussing today the Midah of Anava. The trait of selflessness. Commonly this is transferred as humility, but humility really doesn't accurately reflect the depth of this particular trait. So let's first, like I said, give a quick review, as I've done over the last couple of shiurim, on the divisions that we have from the Ramchal. The first division, meaning the first three levels, the first three traits that the Ramchal tells us we need to develop, those three, Zehirut, Zrizut, and Nikiut. One second. Those three traits, being watchful, to be careful not to do anything wrong, being zariz, meaning being motivated towards doing what you need to be doing right, being zealous, and being naki, not lying to oneself. The next three above that, which we've already covered now, is prishut. This is the idea of separation from anything that would bring us to sin. Tahora, mental clarity and purity, to not even think about those things which will introduce us into the direction of sin. And chasidut, going beyond the letter of the law, doing everything that we can do. Those three on the level of chasid. The first is tzaddik, meaning doing everything correct and perfect. The second being chasid. The second is going beyond the letter of the law, going one step further and beyond. We are now about to enter now into the third set, meaning the last three traits that the Mesilat Yesharim describes for us. This is the level of Kodesh, of being holy. So this is Anava. This is the aspect of, as we said, selflessness. The next level above that, as we'll get to it, is Yirat Chet, is the, let's call it for the moment, fear of sin. And this is a tremendous topic into itself, God willing, that we'll deal with next week. And the third level, Kedusha, holiness, which is a connection between man and God that we will discuss in the last shiur, the 11th shiur, which will finalize the series on the Mesilat Yesharim and complete the Sefer. So now, let's begin the Sefer, Bevir Midat Ha'anava V'Chalakeya, in explaining the aspect of selflessness and its various details. So, Gava has already, meaning selfishness, that's already been mentioned before. So when we would mention in any previous time about this aspect of being selfish, from there we also understand the praise of being selfless. Ach ata, but now, never yoter v'derech ikar, now we're going to deal with the main aspect, the main trunk of what is ha'anava, being selfless. V'hitpa'er ha'gava me'elea, and from this we'll understand also gava, the opposite. In general, it's good, it helps to put things into perspective, if one understands that the midah of anava, of selflessness, is like the shoresh, it's like the trunk of all positive traits. And on its opposite side is gava. On the opposite side is selfishness. This is the aspect, this is the shoresh, this is the trunk of all those negative traits. As a side, what then comes out from this? How do we see greatest the aspect of gava, the aspect of selfishness being reflected? We see that when we see ka'as, when we see anger. So anger is sort of like the moving form of gava. A person is walking in the street, somebody bumps into him. Hey, how dare he bump into me? Who do you think you are? In other words, anger flares from the perspective of the fact that the person feels so selfish about his space and his being and his existence, so self-centered. The opposite of that, anava, the opposite of that, selflessness. This is an aspect that results in savlanut, in patience. A person's developed sense of patience is a sign of a person's developed sense of anava, of his selflessness. His ability to be able to listen to somebody else's conversation and understand what they have to say. To take a moment to listen before speaking. To get bumped in the road and turn around with a smile and say, "Oh, sorry about that." So here's the definition that is brought to us by the Mesilat Yesharim. Hine klal anava hu heyot adam bilti machshiv atzmo mishum tam shiyeh. Is that a person does not think of himself for any reason. This is the total opposite of gava, the total opposite of selfishness. And therefore, all that which will be developed from this aspect of being selfless, they will all be the opposite of that which develops from the concept of gava, of selfishness. So, anava is divided into two areas, thought and deed. So you've got to see thought and deed become the factors. Thought, though, of course, needs to precede deed in order to be able to make these changes. Ki v'techila tzarich shiyeh adam anav b'machshavato. It's first necessary for a person in his thought and his mind to be selfless. Then he can go ahead and then act in the way of those that possess the trait of being selfless. Because if he in fact is not selfless, meaning if he is not humble in his mind, and then he turns around and he wants to act in a selfless way, he wants to act in a humble way, it's going to be one of those people, these type of anav type people that we had referred to in the previous discussion. Previously in the Mesilat Yesharim, we had this idea of someone who makes use of outward character traits that look positive in order to be able to mislead people. Now let's go and discuss the details of anava. So there are two aspects when it comes to thought. The one is fitting for all. So the first is that a person should go ahead and he should introspect and he should make it firmly believed within himself that there is no praise and honor that's due to him. And certainly nothing that makes him greater than anybody else. And that's because of that which he himself lacks. Meaning, he is not any different than anyone else, and in fact, because of his lacks, he's in fact less than everyone else. And even that which he does have isn't of a perfect nature. What he lacks is simple. It's impossible that a person should reach any level in completeness where he's not going to have something missing from him. So you have a person who happens to be very intelligent, but it could be that this person doesn't remember dates very well or doesn't remember names very well. It could be you have a perfect person with this tremendous sense of perfect memory that he remembers everything, but yet nevertheless he doesn't have the ability to process it right. No. O mitzad tivo, o mitzad mishpachto, krovav, meaning every individual has something either naturally or something because of his family or relatives, o mitzad mikrim shekaru, or things that have happened to him in life, o mitzad masav, or things that he's done that just don't make him perfect. Sha'adam en sadiq ba'arat ashayasetov lo yahada. Because there's nobody in the world that is completely good and has not sinned. It is a fundamental belief of ours that no one but Hashem is absolutely perfect. Hen kol elam umin ba'adam she'en manichin lo makom hinasu klal. Afili ye bal ma'alat rabot. Even if you happen to be somebody who possesses all the greatest of things, there's still going to be, nevertheless, something left, something that is not perfect. Hikvar inyanei hachesonot ele yaspiku lehachashichim. Now, wisdom, as powerful as a tool it is, as important it is to us, in terms of our everyday serving of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, it is also something, though, which can lead us to arrogance, something which can build within us gava, it can lead and build within us a sense of selfishness. Hine, ha-chokhma hi ha-mviya yoter et adam lidei itnasut ve-gava. There probably is no trait that raises up a person in his own mind above others than the aspect of wisdom that one has. And it's very interesting, why is it that wisdom, a lofty aspect, should be something that could be such a tremendous tool of downfall to man? And that is because it comes from the highest aspect of man itself. The Hainu HaSechel, it comes from his mind. One's mind, an aspect of his superiority over all that which exists in the world, what makes him a man, his ability to be able to articulate within himself, to himself, to be able to think through something, through speech within. So therefore it should very well be that the greatest tool of downfall should also be the greatest tool of our rising up. Now, of course, though, the case is that there is no wise man that makes no mistakes, and that he doesn't need to learn from somebody else, one of his friends. It's even times when a wise man has to learn from his own students. How then could a person turn around and think of himself as being so much smarter than the next guy, since very well it could be in the near future he may need the next person sitting right next to him, who he thought as being a dullard, to explain to him the most simplest of things? Who could be haughty about his abilities? It's just his nature. Somebody who is straight in his thoughts, even if he manages to become a tremendous, tremendous wise person of the most highest stature, he will see very clearly that there is no place for arrogance and for raising himself up above others. See, somebody who knows more than everyone else. What is he doing? He's doing exactly that which is his very nature to do. Just like a bird who turns around and flies, because that's his nature. It just happens to be something physical about this person, something within this person, a call it a gift, if that's what one might, that he has the ability to be able to think. And it happens to be that he happens to be able to think very well. But that's no different than a bird who jumps into the air and flies off. And the same thing goes for the ox who happens to be pulling around his burden, because that's his nature. Kimishu hacham, a person who's wise, because that's the way his nature leaned him. He's not greater than anybody else, he just happened to be born that way. And if somebody else would happen to have his mental capacity, he would be just as wise as him. In ken, there's no room here to turn around and to think of oneself as being greater than the next because of this situation. That's who he is. That's his nature. If anything, it gives him more responsibility. If that's why he was created, then there's purpose in those very gifts that he has. If a person's a strong man, then those physical strengths are there to be able to assist him. Should he look at himself as being greater than the next because he's stronger than the next? This is his nature. This is who he is. What he should be thinking about is how to make use of his nature to be able to benefit all those around him. You were created for the purpose of study, and that's exactly why you should be doing it. You're just doing your job. And not just that, because of the fact that he is wise now, he in fact now is obligated to be helping everyone else and teaching them. And if you learned a lot, don't turn around and pat yourself on the back, because that's why you were created. Now, it happens to be that not everybody has the faculties to be able to teach. So teaching may not only be the sole means by which a person can go ahead and express his trait, meaning that wisdom that he had as a gift. There are other outlets. Even if it's means to say, studying and learning day in and day out, in order to be able to merit and bring merit to the Jewish people. Imashir hu, if he's rich, yismach b'chalko, he should be happy in his portion. V'halavu la'azor l'mishelo, and therefore now he needs to be able to help others who are not in his financial situation. Im gibor hu, if he's strong, alav la'azor l'koshli mahatzi la'ashukim, he needs to be helping those people that are weaker than him. Each person has their job in the universe. Each is created for that purpose with the tools best for that job. What's this like? It's like you have a number of people, and their job is to go ahead and to clean up the house. They have, one has a person of a job of setting the beds, one has a person of dusting, one has a person of vacuuming, whatever else have you. And each one needs to go ahead and to do their job in the best ability that they have. And together, as one, they go ahead and they fulfill their obligation to go ahead and clean up the house. There's no gava here. There's no pride here. Each one has his job to do. Each one, therefore, needs to put in what he's doing and can't turn and think about the other person and say, oh, that one's so much greater because he makes the bed, as opposed to this one who has to go ahead and dust the curtains. Everyone has their place in life. Whatever gifts they happen to be given, wherever they happen to be, they need to make the best of that situation for themselves and everybody else around them, and know that they're part of the big and giant whole. If we recall back to the second shiur, I discussed the idea that was brought down by the Rashash, that each and every day there are certain tikkunim, there are certain things that need to be ordered in the heavens, that we as Jews have been given an obligation to perform various mitzvot, various prayers, in order to be able to order those things in the heavens. What I'm obligated to do, what's connected to my soul in heaven, only I have that, no one else. And so it is with every other single Jew on the face of the earth. Each and every one of them has their tikkun, has that which they need to do, that which they need to order in the heavens on that day. No one else can do that. So how therefore can I turn around and have ga'ava? How can I turn around and place myself as being greater than the next person, when the job that he has to do, no one else can do? I certainly can't do his job, and he certainly can't do mine. Each and every one of us has our place and has what we need to do. Boy, boy, boy. If we don't fulfill that, that obligation is unique and special. And if it's not done, there are repercussions. We pray, of course, that each and every one of us are zocheh, we merit to be able to complete each and every day the full tikkun, the full ordering of all those things in heaven which are connected to our souls, that each and every one of us needs to be doing. So this point, this is the key to anava. You are nothing more than what you are. V'hine zeh ha'iyun. V'hitbonenut haroi l'kol isha she'es zichlo yashav v'lo mitakesh. This is what every person needs to be thinking about and realizing. You are who you are. You are what you are. You are somewhere on the scale of working towards self-perfection. That self that only you can perfect and no one else can. But everybody else is also on their own individual scale. And there's no way for you to be able to compare your scale with their scale. Their challenges in their life, that's between them and God, just as yours is between you and God. כשיתברר זה אצלו, אז יקרה ענב אמיתי, בליבו ובקרבו הוא ענב. When this is clear to a person, that's when a person is truly called anav, truly called humble, truly called selfless. Meaning he only sees himself as being one in the perspective of the whole, with an obligation just like everyone else to fulfill that which is specifically connected to him. That is the anav person, the one that has internalized this fully. In every aspect of a person, there lies some aspect of imperfection. There's always something that's in that person that he hasn't yet raised up. Certainly, someone else may have completed and may have reached his specific chisronot, his specific emptiness, may have already been fulfilled. You need to go ahead and fulfill yours. And not just that, everyone, no one is at the highest level ever. Nobody reaches the bottom line. Nobody reaches the absolute most perfect fulfillment of anything. Because, bottom line, we're all human. Even if there's no other aspect of anything that a person does or who he is which is lacking, nevertheless, Ela Hayoto Basar Vadam Yelud Isha, he still is a man, he still is born from a woman. Dailo ze Bahote Lchito Tugriut Aj Shaloya Tololi Naseklau. That should be enough for a person not to turn around and to try and raise himself up above anybody. The very realization that his existence, his physicalness itself, is an imperfection, is something which needs to be clarified and worked on and built up. Only God is perfect. No man that has ever existed, that has ever walked the face of the earth, has been or is perfect. Because the bottom line, anything good in fact that a person has, any particular trait that makes a person something special, that's a gift from God. That's something special that he has. Shiratzela honoto im heyoto, that's what God decided that he wanted to be good to him about. Im heyoto mitzat tivo v'chomriyoto shafar v'nivzeh ad me'od. Alken eno el lohodot l'mishachanano l'chanat tamid yoter. And bottom line, all he has to do is say thank you God for whatever it is that he happens to have, whatever benefit that he happens to have from heaven that naturally raised him and moved him into any particular direction. This is truly just a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore a person needs to humble himself all the more so before God. Halamazidome, what is this like? La'ani ve'evyon shema kabel matana b'chesed. It's like a poor person who receives from kindness a gift. It's impossible that he won't be embarrassed. Because all the more the kindness in giving, all the more is the embarrassment in getting. If a person receives without having deserved, there is certainly a sense of humility, a sense of humiliation that exists within this. So it is with this. He will realize that everything that he has that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of those things, they're chesed chinam, they're straight out kindnesses. What did he do to deserve them? So we see from all of this that there is nothing here for a person to turn around and pat himself over the back on. Nothing here to say, no, you're so great about this or that. All the more so about comparing oneself with others. However, kol zeh u'mash roi lashiv elibo mishiyek Avraham k'moshe k'aron k'david u'shar chasidim shezachanu. Because everything we're talking about, the Ram Chal says very interestingly, that's fine and dandy and wonderful if you happen to be on the level of Avraham, Moshe, Aaron, David, and the other Chassidim, the other great and pious of blessed memory that are found throughout our Tanakh. Aval anachnu, but we, Yetomei Yetomim, orphans of orphans, Einanu Srichim L'Kol Zeh, we don't need all of this in order to be able to awaken within ourselves, a sense of selflessness, a sense of humility. Ki kfar yesh veyesh itanu chesronot rabim she'en tzrich iyun gadol l'raot b'chitotenu. Because it doesn't take very much to see what all our losses are, how in fact far, far away we are from any sense of perfection. You think I look at any one of the great wise men of our door and like nothing they're considered. Because our greatest of the great are nothing more than the students of the students, that of those great wise men that were in the first generations. And this is really what we should understand clearly. But to recognize that really in truth our minds are very weak. Asichut rav, the foolishness is much. Banavataot koveret, and errors are rampant. Vasher neda oto enu ela me'at min me'at, im ken vaday she'en roi lanu linase klal, ela boshet vashiflut v'ze pashut. But the only thing that we should be doing is being embarrassed of the fact that we can't even conceive, that we can't even grasp of the very simplest things that the previous generations were able to. When you think for a moment, going back a couple hundred years, about the fact that an 18 or 19 year old boy would have already memorized most of Shas, the Tanakh we knew at his fingertips. When you think about the fact that the average schoolboy could take some of the greatest Chachamim today in the very basic of Pshat, of any Gemara, just by opening it, it's a very humbling fact when you realize how far we are from the source, from Har Sinai. Hine debanu ad hena ma'anavat ha'machshava. Up until now we've been speaking about humility, about selflessness regarding thought. Now let's talk a little bit about humility in action. Now there are four divisions in this. The first is in acting downtrodden. The second, bispo helbonot, is in bearing insult. The third, bisno harabanut ubroach min hakavod, is in despising positions of leadership and in running from honor. And the fourth, bechiluk kavod lakol, the fourth aspect of deed is in dealing out honor to everyone else. So So let's deal with the first one. Behitnaheg atzmo b'shiflut. Achad hu behitnaheg b'shiflut ze ro'oi shiyeh b'diburo b'halichato b'shifto v'chol tenotav. So it should be that when he acts downtrodden, it's proper that this should be in his speech, in the way he walks, the way he sits, and in all of his actions. So when he speaks, it has to be that all of his speech should be speech of an honorable nature, not dishonorable. When he speaks, what comes from him should be something which what he would say before a king, what he would say in the court. Certainly nothing should be said that he wouldn't want his own mother to hear. Balichato, in his walking about and where he's going. He doesn't walk with his head upright and straight. But not also that he goes ahead and he walks with a heaviness and he walks with little tiny steps, putting his heel to his toe. But like everybody else. Meaning walking with anava, walking with humility, means walking normal. Bishifto, when he sits, shiyeh makom ben ashfalim uvelo ben haramim. When he goes ahead and he sits with everyone else. He doesn't sit himself at the front, in front of everyone else, and raise himself up above everyone else. Hachelek hasheni hu svilat elbonot. The second aspect of anava, this is bearing insult. Leminu se'avon. In Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim tell us, so who is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive, is going to remove sin from the one that he himself went ahead and passed over and did not take to heart any insult that came to him. Even the smallest of sin that a person could do is the greatest an insult to the king. He created you, he formed you. Every day he spends his time making sure that everything around you is working perfectly. Even for a moment, for a person to forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting there, right there watching him. What an insult that he should turn around and he should forget the very one that created him, the very one that takes care of him. So by us bearing insults, we're showing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're willing to bear the insult. You too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should bear the insult. We're taking upon ourselves your midah of nosei avon, of one who removes sin. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do that for us as well. The third aspect, sinat harabanut uvriha da kavod, hating of positions of power and running from honor. So we see that in Pirkei Avot, there's a very clear statement. Ehov et ha-melacha usna da rabanut. A person should love to work and should hate positions of power. A person should always be thinking about how is it that I can earn my position in life, not thinking about how it can be handed to him on a silver platter. If a person every day starts and makes his efforts little by little, piece by piece, and builds up, eventually he'll be sitting on a mountain. But a person who spends his whole life dreaming about the big one may find that it never comes his way. Being in positions of power also means a tremendous amount of responsibility. It's a responsibility that's, for the most part, very thankless. Given that's the case, the Chachamim have told us in Gemara Pesachim, "Oy la l'rabanut shemekaberet et ba'aleha." Woe are to those who are in positions of power because those positions bury them. And Rachel tells us, "Klal shadavar ein rabanut ela masa gadol asher ashchem anoseoto." Positions of power do nothing more than place a burden upon one's shoulder that has to bear them. Think twice before jumping and putting oneself into that position. At the same time, there's no question. If there's no one, then one must strive to be someone. That there's an obligation from a Torah perspective, that if someone's in need, someone's in help, if you're able to render decisions in halakha, you're able to make decisions in law, and that you don't, that you also are chayav, that you also will bear responsibility to heaven. If you're in a position where you can help somebody by becoming their boss, by becoming their father if they're orphaned, or for whatever matter it can be where you are in a position over them, and you shy from that obligation, you're also within the realm of sin. But nevertheless, it shouldn't be something that a person jumps to, then runs to. It should be something that a person should try and keep away from as much as possible. And only in those absolute situations when one has to be in that position does he go ahead and do so. The fourth aspect of anava, indeed, this is dishing out honor to everyone. As it says in Pirkei Avot, who is the one that is honored? Hamechabedet chabriyot is the one that honors everyone else. Vamru od, menayin yodea bechavero shu gadol, mimenu afilu b'dvar echad, shechayel limhog b'kavod. From where do we know that if his friend even has one piece of knowledge above him, that he has to look at him as being greater than him, and he has to give him kavod? In other words, you see this idea that a person needs to, even for the littlest piece of Torah that someone might have that he does not yet possess, has to give him honor. A person should always be saying shalom, be saying peace be unto you, giving a blessing, saying hello, saying goodbyes before his friend. Says about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that it never happened that a person was able to tell him shalom, peace be unto you, before he had gone ahead and jumped in and said it first, even by a non-Jew. Be it in speech, be it in action, a person is obligated to give honor to everyone.
So if
Ramchal explains that we've described up to this point all the various details concerning the aspects of anava. And it's something which we should listen to, and something which we should expand upon and grow with. And it's for sure that by a person being selfless, that it will remove for him many different stumbling blocks, and it will bring him many, many good things in this world. Because a person who is a nav, he doesn't connect much to that which is in this world, and he doesn't become jealous about all of its senselessness. He's not going to come to anger. He's not going to come to fighting. Everything is going to be quiet. Everything is going to be relaxed. Isn't that what everybody is looking for? By having that trait within yourself of realizing, I'm nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. What great gifts God gave to me. I need to be acting on them. I need to be sharing them with everyone else. When having that in mind, what a wonderful life a person is going to have. It's only what a person thinks of himself far more than he should that he finds himself in conflict. Ashrei mi shezocheh lemidazo, happy is the one that reaches this level. How does one acquire this? Shnayim hem hamaraglim et adam el anava. Two things bring a person to this aspect of anava, of humility, of selflessness. The first, hargilut, is habit. And the second, v'hit bonenen, is to introspect. Hargilutu, she'adam margil atzmo me'at me'at v'hit naheg b'shiflut al derech shezachanu. So how do we bring this aspect into habit? By constantly, slowly but surely, acting in thought and deed in the fashions which were mentioned. B'yeshivat ha-mekomot ha-bechutim, by sitting in the lower stature of place. L'lechet besof ha-chevra, to always go towards the end of the group. L'lbosh begadim snuim, to wear modest clothing. D'haino mechubadim ach lo mufuarim. Now we're talking, of course, that a person wears honorable clothing, not clothing that is dishonorable. Ki bihit raglo b'derech hazeh tikanez v'tavo anava v'libo me'at ma'at ashtikba bo karoi. By making this a habitual thing, in time a person will come to acquire within his heart, slowly but surely, this aspect. Ki hine biot teva lev adam lazuach v'nasei kasheh elav la'kor hanetiyah hativit hazot me'ikra. Once it becomes affixed and natural within the person, it becomes much more difficult for him to be able to lift himself up about anybody else. And so it is with these external actions. He can go ahead and he can uproot the very nature that which he had in his heart originally, that had held him back. And slowly but surely, he'll have an effect, and it will change. In Yan Shibarna Bizrizut, this is also how we saw by Zrizut this idea that slowly but surely, by making these actions, they will become fixed within a person. But now when it comes to introspection, it's on different matters. Achadhu amuskar b'divrei Akavya ben Hallel Damayin Bata. So one of them is from one of the things that we need to be introspecting on and thinking about in order to be able to acquire this aspect of anava, of humility, is that which we saw by Akavya ben Mahalal in Pirkei Avot. Know from where you came. Mitipas rucha, from a putrid drop. Ulana ta'olech, where are you going? Lamakom afar rima v'toleya. You're going to the dust. You're going to the maggots and the worms. Before whom will you ultimately speaking be giving judgment, being judged? Before God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Ki bemet kol elehem negdiim legava ve'ozrim el anava. All of these things fight against pride, selfishness, and they help one to acquire the aspect of humility, selflessness. Ki biod adam istakel bebechitut chomro ogriot hatchalato, when he sees how low his physical nature is and his very beginnings are, ein lo tam lenase klal ela levosh lekalem. The only thing he has to do is to be embarrassed and humbled by his very existence. There are those things which can be a hesed, can make it more difficult for a person to acquire these traits. And when a person thinks about certain things, these very things which seem to be something which can create a stumbling block, and he realizes how in time things all switch around. Very quickly, everything seems to change. So first, by knowing where he comes from, and second, by knowing that change over time happens. Ki ashir kali otani, because the rich man very quickly can become the poor. V'hamoshel eved, the master can become the slave. V'hamechubad l'nikle, the honorable one can also become despised. V'im hu yachol kokach al nekala l'shuv l'matzav nizeh ben av hayom. It's very easy for a person to very quickly find himself in very different situations. Ech yigbal libo al matzavo she'eno betuach alav. How can it be that a person should turn around and should have a sense of gaava on that which isn't assured to him? That which can switch quickly. Kama mine cholaim yicholim chas v'chalila levo al adam sheitzterech v'mofiv litchanen l'mishi azor tov yiseo. How quickly can it be that, God forbid, a person becomes sick and is in dire need of help from everybody else around him? V'akelo miksat kama tzama tzarod chas v'chalila yicholim levo al adam sheitzterech lechet l'shacher p'nei rabim shemas l'fa'amim netet lahem shalom l'man yulo shlomoshim. How quickly can it be a person finds himself having to run from person to person to be able to ask for help from the very people that he may not have even been willing to give a smile to? Udvarim ela anachnu rohim be'enenu dvar yom biyomo. We see these things every day. Kedayim la'asim elev adam gavato la'algisho anava v'shiflut. This should be enough for a person, just thinking about this, that every day could lead one into a different situation. Enough to be able to humble a person. This is all that should be needed. When a person thinks about his obligations before God, how lazy he's been in fulfilling everything he needs to be doing. For sure he will become embarrassed. He's not going to turn around and have pride. He's not going to raise up his heart. He should always be thinking about the weakness of his own mind. And all the times that he's made mistakes, he's been in error. Because man is always quicker to be on the side of erring than in the side of truth in his own mind. Always careful and cautious about this danger. V'kesh limod tamid mikol adam. Try and learn from every single person. L'shmoa tamid le'etzad ben yikashel. And to always listen to advice lest he stumble. V'hu ma sha'amru zal ezehu chacham. In Pirkei Avot it says, who is the wise man? Halomed mikol adam, the one who learns from everyone. V'chen hu omer shomea le'etzah chacham, a person who listens to advice, that is the chacham. So, what are the things that can hold a person back from this? What are the things that are a mikshol? What are the things that are a problem for this? And what are the things that prevent a person from achieving humility? Hu ariboy hasviya b'tovot olam hazeh. First is by indulging in this world. Overindulgence clouds one's mind, clouds one's ability to be able to perceive things clearly. He becomes a slave to his desires. What else? Sichlut umiyot hayedia hemitit. Being a fool and not knowing the truth. You find that pride isn't found anywhere more than by the fool. Siman legasut haruach aniut shel Torah. This is a sign for a person being extremely self-centered, of being prideful. This is a lack of Torah. What else, though? What else will help prevent the person from achieving in terms of humility? Is when a person associates himself with people that are flatterers. Because those people, in order to be able to grab somebody's heart, in order to be able to influence them, they'll throw a spiel of all kinds of praises and what have you to that person to raise him up. They're going to turn around and say about things about that person which he has no connection to at all. In fact, very often it could be the very case that he has the very opposite of that which this person is going ahead and running around and giving him shevach of. What should a person look for? He should look for friends that are simple. That will go ahead and tell him what's wrong with him. And they're going to go ahead and give him a smack over the side of the head when it's not quite right what he's doing, in order that, because of out of love. You'll see that these are the people that are really helping them. Because a person loves himself so much, very often he won't see. They're going to see. And they're going to understand. They will warn him and he will be able to watch himself. On this it says, Uchua Barov Yoes, through a multitude of advice, a person is saved. In fact, if I can think of anything else that any person could want more, is to have a friend who loves to tell him off. That, oh, you're wrong about this and you're wrong about that, who likes to argue with him and make a point of pointing out those things about him which are in lack. I could always have a fight with my wife or with friends with this. No, tell me what's wrong, tell me where the problems are. Only with that is a person then able to be able to work and to be able to grow. But a person also has to be of that humble spirit to accept that and be ready for that. B'zat Hashem, God willing, each and every one of us will grow in our ability to be able to accept and listen to everyone and be able to take everyone's advice and use it to our benefit to grow, so that we can then help everyone else. As Zrat Hashem, as Kol Yisrael Avim Zeh L'Zeh, as every Jew is connected to the other, all of our Ma'asim Tovim, all of our good deeds, they should always outweigh and completely and totally blind out all that which is within us, which is of not the most perfect of nature, and create a tremendous binding light from all of us together, all together asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sender of Mashiach, Tzidkenu, B'Yemenu, B'Yemenu. Amen.